fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o silver, the Lone Ranger. Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
And Silver, let's go, and Silver!
City was suddenly broken by the din of shouting men and gunfire.
Great day. Something must have happened. Come on,
eh? Sheriff Dennis sprang from his chair in his office and rushed toward the door with his deputy.
From down near the bank. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, what happened?
The bank was held up.
Yeah, just at closing time. They shot the cashier.
All right, calm down a minute.
Yeah.
Somebody give me the facts. The rest of them is too quiet.
There was a masked hombre on a big white horse, Sheriff.
Yeah.
Had an Indian with him riding the paint.
Yeah.
I saw him as he ran out of the store across the street.
Well, here comes banker Corliss. He can tell us the straight story, Sheriff.
Sheriff, you'd better get a posse together right away. Get after those outlaws.
Well, as soon as I get a few facts, I'll follow him. Don't worry, Mr. Corliss. You see, cashier did?
No, but he's badly wounded. I sent to tell us the doctor needs.
Did they get away with anything?
Plenty. Almost 10,000 in cash. Yeah. I was just about to close the vault for the night.
What did they look like, you remember?
Well, one was a tall, well-built man. The other was an Indian. That's all I know. It all happened so quick.
I see. Hank, get all the men you can to form a posse. I'll meet them in front of the jail in 10 minutes.
Right, sir.
We'll get after those two outlaws while the trail is still hot.
Distance from Rock City, two men rode along the trail that headed south. One was tall and well-built and rode a white horse. The other looked like an Indian, but close inspection would have shown that the reddish-brown color of his face and hands ended at his neck and wrists. Tex Mears was the man on the white horse, and his features, now without a mask, were known to lawmen from border to border as those of a notorious and much-feared outlaw killer. His companion, Jake Delroy, wasn't so well-known. Tex was saying...
That's the third time we posed as the Lone Ranger and got away with it.
Yeah. When I met you after my stretch in territorial prison a few months ago, I didn't know how smart you really were, Tex.
You told me once you never saw the Lone Ranger, Jake. But you just heard about him.
Yeah. I heard plenty about that hombre while I was doing time.
He broke up a gang of mine in Arizona. I got away, but with a bullet in my shoulder.
Well, if he's as good as I hear, how'd you escape?
One of the gang come to the hideout and tipped us off that him and the Indian were coming. I said I'd go up to the canyon rim and check. I was up there when they rode into the hideout in the canyon, so I lit out. One of my own men saw me and shot at me. I kept going. It wasn't a bad wound, and I managed to get away.
Well, you were lucky.
Yeah. Then I heard the masked man said he'd keep on till he got me. I headed into Texas, pulling a few single-handed jobs on the way. But he was still trailing me. So I thought up this scheme of getting someone to help me and posing as the Lone Ranger and his Indian friend.
I bet it hampers him in his search.
Yeah. You'll have to steer clear of Lawman now. I expect to continue what we're doing until he won't be able to show himself anywhere.
I reckon people won't think so well of the Lone Ranger from now on.
Doggone right they won't. He and his Indian friend will be lucky if they don't wind up with some party's bullets in them.
Yeah, but we gotta watch out too, Tex. You told me once that every outlaw in the territory would like to plug that hombre.
Yeah, don't worry. As long as I take the mask off after every job, I'll be safe on that score. Of course, it put him in the middle. Every owl hoot after him on one side, and now the law after him on the other.
Yeah, that's right. Where are you heading for? Better find a good place to hide out for a while.
I got a sister in Laredo. Runs a cafe there. Her husband's with a bunch caught by the Lone Ranger. Larry's in jail now, and my sister Lottie has no love for the masked man who put him there.
And she'll hide us for a while?
Yep. That's where we're heading. If we can make it in a few hours, we get a move on. Come on.
Get up. Get up. Come on.
Moonlight night, and the Lone Ranger and Tonto had continued on the trail until they were in the hills a couple of miles from Rock City. They had turned off the trail and headed toward a suitable campsite back in a grove of trees. When they heard a group of horsemen moving along the trail they had just left.
Oh, well, this looks like a good place to camp.
Yes, we... Easy to us. Seems to be a large number of horsemen riding toward town on the trail we just left, Connor.
Ah, we see them now.
Yes, they'll see us too if we don't get...
Hey, look, Sheriff! Over to the right on the edge of that grove there. There's a
white horse. Must be a sheriff and posse, but I wonder...
Come on!
Into the trees, quickly.
Come on!
The masked man and Indian reached the cover of the trees as the bullets began to fly. They headed through the grove and down the other side of the hill with the sound of the pursuing party behind them.
They begin firing again as soon as they come through the grove, Tuttle. Swing left. There's a gully there. One big hole.
At a fast pace, the two men raced to the gully and down the bank.
Easy.
Then they headed silver and scum along the bottom of the gully, out of sight of the pursuers.
One, two, left. To the gully.
After using various clever methods to cover their trail, the Lone Ranger and Tonto finally lost the posse and brought their horses to a stop beneath a bluff along the riverbank.
The posse must have mistaken us for outlaws, Tonto.
But me not savvy. You hear sheriff yell, it's them. They're a white horse.
That's so. They will camp for the night nearby, Tonto. I'm curious to know whom the posse was hunting. Maybe we can find out in the morning.
Well, it's not safe to go into town.
Yes, I know. In the morning, you go up on the bluff and send smoke signals, asking some of your Indian friends around here for news.
Me do that. Indians get plenty news. Them always find out why posse's ride. Well, we fix camp now. We make signals in the morning.
At daybreak, Tonto started a fire and, using a damp blanket, sent smoke signals for quite a while. Answering signals were finally seen, and a little later, an Indian brave rode into the camp and talked to Tonto. When he left, Tonto told the Lone Ranger what he learned.
Kimasabi,
yes.
Indian friends say posse hunt masked man on white horse. Him ride with Indian on paint horse.
That is. What for?
Then hold up bank in Rock City last night. Hold up stage other day. Then kill prospector week ago, steal gold, moon partner.
Oh, others are disguising themselves as us.
And that not good.
Not good is right. We'll be handicapped in our hunt for Tex Mears, the law out searching for us. By Thunder, I'd like to get my hands on that man. We'll head toward Laredo, Tonto. The marshal there knows of us and will give us a chance to explain if it came to a showdown. Well, I'll run up against a strange sheriff and posse around here and get shoot to kill.
That's right.
One way or another, we'll find those two men. And until we do, we're hunted by outlaws and lawmen alike. Let's get away from here, Tonto. Go to a location where we'll have a chance to make plans.
Easy, fella.
It was noon that day when Tex and Jake entered the Laredo Cafe and were greeted by Tex's sister, Lottie.
surprise.
Hi, Lottie. Meet my friend, Jake.
Oh, hi. Hi, your friend has the color of a redskin sort. But under that sombrero, it looks like a white hombre.
Yeah, he's no redskin, Lottie. But I'm glad to say some folks got the idea that he really is.
Yeah?
But they didn't get a close look. I'll tell you about it in private.
Oh, come on back into my office so we can talk privately. Now, get comfortable, boys, and then tell me the news.
You sure got a nice face here, ma'am.
Oh, I do all right.
Get ready for a good laugh, Lottie, when I tell you what Jake and me's been up to lately.
Well, I'm listening and waiting to laugh. Go ahead.
Tex quickly told his sister how he and Jake had been posing as the Lone Ranger and Tonto, that they wanted to stay there at her place until things quieted a bit. Lottie threw back her head and laughed.
Oh, Tex. Yes, that'd make me laugh, and it sure does. Imagine how upset that masked hombre and his Indian friend are going to be when they find out the law's after them. Oh, man, alive, Tex, that's a hot one.
Yeah, it took me to think up a thing like that, Lottie.
Tex is smart, all right. That hombre will have to take off his mask for self-protection.
Hey, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Well, when the Lone Ranger finds out, well, how do you know he won't leave off his mask? Why, any stranger who comes this way might be him, hunting for the ones who are making a fool out of him.
Yeah, what of it? You wouldn't have any way to connect Jake and me with the idea anyway.
Oh, that's right. Of course, I better get this color washed off, Father.
Yeah, you can both share a room upstairs. You can go and get washed up right away, Jake. Wait a second, Jake. I've been thinking, Tex.
Yeah, what?
Well, I recall that the marshal here in Laredo must be friendly with the Lone Ranger.
What makes you think so?
Well, about a year ago, the marshal brought in some owl hoots that were captured by that masked man.
Just what you're leading up to, Lottie.
Oh, just this. Maybe if something happened in this vicinity to put doubts in the marshal's mind about the Lone Ranger and the Indians, those two wouldn't dare show up around here.
Hey, that's worth thinking about. Got any idea how we could do it?
Yeah, I have. A few of my boys pick up loose cash now and then when riding as a gang. The marshals never got wise they were my gang. One night I had them hold up my own cafe and hightail it out of town. They circled around, covered their tail, and then joined the posse in the hunt.
Yeah, but how do they figure in this idea of yours?
I have them hold up the stage tomorrow in the pass east of here. They grabbed the money box. And just then, you and Jake, fixed up like the Lone Ranger and the Indian, will come riding in, shooting over their heads. Oh, they'll set up a yell about it being the Lone Ranger and act scared. Well, then you and Jake grab the money box and beat it.
Man, that's some scheme.
Yeah. The marshal will get the lowdown from the stage driver and passengers. He'll wonder why the masked man didn't bring in the gang. And he'll wonder more when he don't bring in the money that was taken.
I did it. From then on, the marshal will think the Lone Ranger and the Indian have started to follow the owl hoot trail.
Right. And my men will use bandanas so they won't be recognized. You bring the money back here and we'll divide it.
Lottie, I'm sure glad we came down here. Working together, we ought to clean up around here, huh, Jake?
That's right, Jake.
All right, now I'm interested in putting that masked man in bed so he can't come snooping around Laredo. He caused my husband to go to prison. And I'm mighty pleased that it's my brother Tex who's fixing things so the Lone Ranger will be hunted by every lawman in the Southwest, ready to put a bullet in him on sight.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. eyes, they saw the stagecoach a short distance ahead of them as it entered a wide pass. The wind ranger spoke.
There's a stage to the right ahead of the tunnel. The car is only a few miles further in.
That's good.
Yes. After we go through the pass ahead, we'll look for a place to pitch camp. Then we'll talk over what we can do.
Within a short time, the two men rode into the pass. The stage was near the far end, and suddenly they heard shots ahead and saw a group of men converging on the stage from the large boulders on either side.
Here, somebody. Outlaws, hold up the stage. There you go. Let's get going. Come here.
At the same time, outside the other end of the pass, Tex masked and posing as the Lone Ranger, with Jake fixed up as an Indian, prepared to go into their act as Lottie's men stopped the stage.
Well, that's it, Jake. Now we'll do our part.
Hey, Tex. Look, coming from the other end of the pass.
Holy mackerel, the Lone Ranger himself. We'll stay back behind these boulders out of sight. Pull your horse to cover quick.
Yeah, Tex. Come on. Yeah. Holy smoke, Tex. What about the other?
Yeah, we'll wait and see what happens. We don't dare let the masked man Indian know about us.
Two
of them.
Great day.
The
masked man, he didn't scare the daylights out of him. Looks like Jed.
Looks like he's on our side, but I don't
savvy. We're all on your side. Both of you come down here. We'll keep them covered.
Sure. Come on, Jed.
All
right,
Jed.
What do you want of us, mister?
Here's an extra lariat. Cut it up and tie them hand and foot.
Hey, now, wait a minute. There's something wrong here.
Get up, you. Up-tie them, Tonto. And remove the bandanas from the face.
Let me do that.
Quickly, Tonto helped the driver and the guard tie up the four outlaws. Then Tonto took away the bandanas from their faces. Buck and the others were puzzled and angry. Buck spoke.
Ah, Thunder, you've gone too far with this.
I told you to shut up.
Hey, I recognize every one of them. I've seen them around town in Laredo.
What are we doing now, mister?
Easy, steady, sir. We'll put them inside the coach. Luckily, you have no passengers.
In a few minutes, the protesting men were in the coach, and the Lone Ranger turned to the driver, saying,
Drive on into Laredo and turn them over to the marshal. Tonto's put the money box back in the boot, so you're all ready.
Thanks a lot. But the marshal's going to ask a lot of questions. And when we tell about you...
Give him a silver bullet. The marshal understand.
Silver bullet, huh? All right, I'll give it to him. Let's go, Jed.
Rick. Adios.
Adios. Yeah,
get back. Get
along. From their hiding place, Tex and Jake had nervously watched as the stage passed and headed for town. They saw the Lone Ranger and Tonto turn and go the other way out of the pass. Waiting to be sure they were safe, they finally mounted and rode after the stage at a fast gallop. Meantime, the stage had gone a couple of miles and was approaching a bridge over a creek not far from town. The driver was saying,
Man alive, Jed. Imagine the master armed us, saving us from a holdup, then giving us the gangs and delivered to the marshal. It'd be the Tonto Laredo. Yeah. I'm just beginning to remember where I've seen those arms of the outlaws to me. Oh, boy, they're both. Look, the masked man named him again. Coming after us like all get out. They better stop.
All right, get down, both of you, Tonto.
Say now, mister.
Get down, I said.
Sure. Here we go again, Jeff. Thanks, Jelly Jed. There's something rueful about this.
Hey, Tex, get us out of here.
Yeah, I'll get him.
Come on, hurry up. Look at this. This needs a bit of explaining. First, you come along and
shut up.
Tex, you knocked the driver cold. We didn't savvy was a real masked man and he'd
get
you. Sure. But Lottie's idea almost got us captured.
That's it. Now I know. All of you work for Lottie at the cafe.
Huh?
And what's more, the other masked man wore a belt filled with silver bullets. You're a fake.
This hombre knows too much, Tex.
Yeah. Couple of you fellas get the money box.
Right.
Yeah, here, hand it down to me.
All right.
That's it. I got it.
All right, men. Lucky your horses are tied to the back of the stagecoach.
Our guns are up in the first. Bring them down, boys.
All right, now we'll mount and ride to the left along the shallow creek. Close along around town behind the cafe. We just come out of it in that grove of trees just behind Lottie's place.
What about that guard, Tex? We done a lot of talking. He knows too much.
Yeah, I know. Now that we're ready to go, I'll settle with him.
Oh, wait!
A short time later, the driver revived and drove the stage to town. He told the marshal a strange story of a masked man on a white stallion and an Indian on a paint, who first intercepted the holdup and captured the outlaws. Then he came back and released them, took the money box, and shot the guard. At first, the marshal disbelieved, then was amazed and bewildered when he was given the silver bullet. He shook his head and spoke dazedly.
The description you gave and the silver bullet tallies with the hombre I thought was a friend of the law.
Maybe so, Marshal. But he must have gone local. And remember, he killed Jed after he knocked me out. All right, men. The farmer posse and ride to find him.
The Lone Ranger had finally selected a campsite in a grove on one of the hillsides, just a short distance from a creek so as to have fresh water. It was a warning whinny from the great horse Silver which first attracted the Lone Ranger's attention to the sound of many hoofs splashing along in the creek at a distance.
What's the matter, Silver? You seem to hear something.
Yes, I hear it too now.
But there's some horses coming along in the creek, Toto.
Ah. We'd be ready, Kimasabi.
Yes, I'll tell you who it might be.
Look, horsemen come round bend in creek.
Toto, I think that's the marshal leading them.
Hey, look, here
they are. That's him. I recognize the stage driver, Toto. The marshal must have wanted to see us. No need for a gun.
But why and bring so many men?
Looks like a posse. Maybe he wants us to help.
Stop
bumping
your
guns! You're on that cover! Look, Sammy, there's
something wrong. Watch your horse casually, Toto. You're just going to be
hit. I'll have to shoot!
Well, I'm leaving, Marshal. We're puzzled by your actions, Marshal. Didn't you recognize the token I gave to the driver?
Yep. So I did, my friend. That silver bullet used to mean a lot to me, but not anymore. I thought you was mighty fine in spite of that mask the first time you come to the stage, but when you come back, you spoiled it all.
Hold on. You said the second time.
Yep. You untied them outlaws and took the money box. What's more, you killed Jed, the guard. You stopped us at the bridge that time. No use putting your heads together, mister. You got your dead to rights. Because of the past, I made these men promise not to interfere. And let the law take its course. We're taking you both back.
The group had stopped behind the marshal, facing the Lone Ranger and Toto. The marshal, holding his gun pointed at the Lone Ranger, had stopped his horse so that the nose of his horse and that of Silver were almost touching. The Lone Ranger sat in the saddle with his hands raised. The slight pressure of his knees was a signal to the intelligent horse Silver to move about restlessly, gradually edging forward. Toto, a little to one side, watched intently, expecting a sudden move. A move that came so quickly that no one knew quite what took place. Silver gave a short leap forward. The Lone Ranger's hand flashed down as if to grab the reins. Instead, it came up with a gun which pushed into the marshal's side, while Silver's tossing head knocked the marshal's gun arm.
Drop your gun, Marshal. Drop it.
Hey,
you
got the drop on the marshal.
Holy smoke, that was fast.
I tell your men to drop their guns.
No, I'm sure you wouldn't shoot me.
You were taking me in for murder, remember? Tell them.
He'll kill the marshal, boys. We better drop our guns. I won't. I'll give him one for poor Jed.
You may shoot.
Please,
sorry, but do not try to shoot.
They mean business, men.
We're dropping our guns.
Yeah, there they are.
Good. See you later, Marshal. Let's go, fellow.
Let's move and get your guns quick. Then we'll follow them.
A short time later, Lottie and her men with Tex and Jake stood around the desk in her office. The open money box was in front of them, and Lottie was lifting out the paper bills. She was saying...
Well, Tex, we didn't expect what happened, but it made things all the better. That masked man will think he's safe around here until his former friend, the marshal, gets the drop on him and throws him into jail.
Sure was all thinking of Texas fight.
Hey, Jake, with that Indian disguise still on, you look almost like a real one. Put your mask on, Tex, like he was a Lone Ranger, maybe.
All right. Look at that. You All
right. That fool masked man ought to see you now.
I'm going to see you. Get him quick.
I'll fix him.
No, you won't.
Oh.
I
told
you to worry.
Why, you fools? You're still 5-1.
5-2. My friend's at the window with a gun.
But I'll take a chance.
No.
Anyone else want to try?
Lock him, you fool.
The Lone Ranger concentrated on Tex. Toto was slugging like a tiger when help came. Marshal and his men rushed through the door.
There's two men. Somebody's fighting it up there. Stop. Stop or we'll shoot everybody.
The others stopped and stood surrounded by the posse, but the Lone Ranger and Tex continue to slug it out.
I said stop it, did you hear?
All right, Marshal, just as you say. This will end it.
Wait
a minute. Huh? Look at the man on the floor. That one holding his shoulder there.
Say, those two were fixed up sort of like you and Tonto.
Yes. They're the ones who stopped the stage the second time and killed the guard.
Hey, Marshal, now that I see them together, I'm sure he's speaking the truth. I remember now, the second time the masked man didn't wear a belt full of silver bullets. This one has them. The one on the floor has them.
You can't prove which one was the second one. I was the one who helped you.
You lie. Now I'm sure hearing you both speak. I couldn't forget his voice. He came first and helped. You were the one who came second. It was your voice I heard that time.
Take that mask off. Look, Marshal. That's Tex Mears.
Mears? He's wanted all over the territory. Meanest outlaw in the West. Yep, Tex Mears, all right. And these others are the men who rode away with him, taking the money box after killing Jed.
The money box is there on the desk. That woman was in with the gang.
Buddy, I'm holding you with the rest.
All right, I'll go.
Are we free to go, Marshal?
You sure are, with my apologies. I should have known better. You notify all lawmen about this.
Good. Adios. That's good, Father. You and your ideas lie.
Oh, not so smart yourself, good boy. Take a nap with the door around here, Clayton. Why, you aren't half the man he is, Tex. In spite of how I hate him.
Get him over to jail, men. They can argue there.
All right.
Look, Marshal. Maybe I'm the only one who don't know. But who is that masked man who just left?
An hombre I should have known couldn't be crooked. He's the Lone Ranger.
I'll see you.
Feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated, created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Enterprises, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.